With the advent of Talking Pictures, the other companies, founded and headed by Jews, rose to greatness. Columbia was owned and dominated by Harry Cohn. Warner Brothers was founded by Jack, Harry, Sam, and Albert Warner. As the prestigious Encyclopedia Judaica tells us, thus all the large Hollywood companies, with the exception of United Artists, were founded and controlled by Jews. In its article on television and radio, the Judaica is also quick to give Jews credit for the development of radio and television. It says that David Sarnoff started the first U.S. radio chain, the National Broadcasting Company, in 1926 as a service of RCA. He developed RCA into an electronic giant. Sarnoff also pioneered the development of color television, building NBC into one of the big three TV networks. In 1925, the Judaica tells us, CBS Radio was founded by another Jew, William S. Paley, a Chicago cigar maker. Paley bought up an unsuccessful chain of Eastern U.S. radio stations. Through his long lifetime, he built CBS into a multi-billion dollar television empire. The third major television network, ABC, the Judaica says, was an outgrowth of an antitrust suit against NBC in the early 1940s. Leonard Goldenson became its president as it soared to similar domination of national television. Yet who owns the big three today? Today, Sarnoff's NBC is owned by General Electric Corporation, yet it is still run primarily by Jews. The president of NBC News, Andrew Lack, is Jewish, as is Senior Vice President of Operations and Planning, Jay Fine, Vice President of Program Development, Jeffrey Gaspin, and Vice President Vera Mayer are also Jewish. This confirms the famous Lichter-Rothman poll of top media executives, which found that 59% are Jewish. Today, William Paley's CBS is owned by another Jew, Sumner Redstone, whose original name was Murray Rothstein. Sumner Redstone also owns Viacom, the producer and distributor of TV shows for all three networks. Viacom is the largest provider of cable TV programming, owning such cable giants as Showtime, MTV, and Nickelodeon. MTV is the dominant cultural influence on teens and youth in their 20s in the world today. In addition to owning Paramount Studios, Sumner Redstone also owns a New York publishing empire, which includes Simon & Schuster. Leonard Goldenson's ABC network is now owned by Michael Eisner. The owner of Disney and a pro-homosexual Jew, Eisner owns ESPN Cable and Miramax Movie Studios, making his media empire the second largest in the nation. After acquiring Disney, Eisner, like the other Jewish media moguls we have mentioned, has pursued a policy of replacing Gentiles with Jews in leadership positions. The biggest media leviathan in the world today is AOL Time Warner. Until its merger with internet provider AOL, Time Warner, controlled by Gerald Levin, a Jew, was the second largest communications empire in America. Levin bought Turner Broadcasting in 1996 and appointed Jewish executive Walter Isaacson as head of the CNN News Group. Time Warner owns HBO, the country's largest pay TV cable record company, as well as Warner Brothers Studios. Time Warner's publishing empire is headed by chief editor Norman Perlstein. In 2000, Time Warner was bought by internet provider AOL, headed by Gentile Steve Case. Case was chairman of this new mega media empire, while Gerald Levin was CEO. Recently, however, possibly because of financial mismanagement, both Case and Levin have been forced to step down. Levin's African-American appointee, Richard Parsons, is now in control. Not far behind is the media empire of Edgar Bronfman II, Jewish heir of the Seagram's distillery fortune. He owns the biggest record business in the world, PolyGram, as well as Universal Studios and the legendary Jewish media giant, MCA. Nicknamed the Octopus for the extent of its power in the communications and recording industries, Rupert Murdoch, owner of the News Corporation and Fox Television Network, while not Jewish, is strongly pro-Israel. His president and CEO of the Fox Group, Peter Chernin, is Jewish. The Los Angeles Jewish Times confirms our summary. Four of the largest five entertainment giants are now run or owned by Jews. Murdoch's News Corporation, at number four, is the only Gentile holdout. However, Rupert is as pro-Israel as any Jew, probably more so. Canada's largest media conglomerate is Canwest Global, owned by Jewish media mogul Israel Asper. Asper rules his media empire of 17 Canadian daily newspapers and over 100 weeklies, plus radio and TV stations, with an iron hand. He forbids criticism of Israel. Today, even though ownership of communication networks may change hands, Jews continue to direct and staff the media. Their power and presence only increases.